Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And I'm going to get the studio engineer to get that echo out of my ear so I can keep my sanity. Thank you so much. With us today, of course, your county assistant county manager. I've caught nuts. Listen to this. His name is Mike Moore. Yes, he is here. And fortunately, he cannot hear this echo in my ear, so I'm going to put this over here and see if I can make that work. Okay. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. Good. How about you, Manny?
It's nice to hear.
Beside the echo.
I can hear it twice. I can hear it twice. Oh, my goodness. Now, we've introduced you several times on this program.
Yes.
But, you know, since you are, they just got rid of it. Thank you so much. But since you were last on the program, we've probably had another 10,000 people move into your county because we are growing very rapidly.
Yes, indeed.
So tell everybody a little bit about your illustrious background.
Yeah. Okay. So I've been here at the county coming up on 2 years.
Woohoo, two years.
Amazing. Doesn't seem like
it. Wow.
But it's been an awesome 2 years
of
exciting work. But prior to that, I was in the Navy, served for 30 years as a helicopter pilot, and then had the privilege to command a base overseas in Suda Bay, Crete, Greece. And then my last tour was up in Norfolk, Virginia, where I was at a headquarters, and we had 14 bases in 20 states. So
how does that transition into doing what you're doing with the county?
Well, it's interesting because my predecessor in my job had gone into local government up in Chesapeake, Virginia.
Right.
So I had talked with him over the years, and as I was starting to make plans for my transition, sounded like a great opportunity. So I actually spent 3 months with the city of Chesapeake in preparation for this. And then, you know, I was searching for places to go, this was one of the key areas we were looking at, and it just so happened they were in search at that point for an assistant county manager, and it covers the areas of parks, engineering, and public works that I had a lot of experience in the Navy, so it just worked out great.
Now, you talk about working out great. The transition between your Navy job and your job here with York County lasted how long?
It was one day. I retired on October 31st, and I was working here at the county on November 2nd. So, we had a celebration on, I think, October 31st to celebrate my one day unemployed.
One day unemployed. Did you draw any benefits while you were unemployed for one day?
I was getting my pension at that point, so that was good.
Good for you. All right, so you're here, and one of your primary jobs is the parks, as you just referenced.
Yes.
Catherine Jones was supposed to be with us today, but
family emergency.
Family emergency came in line. We're going to get
everything's okay, though.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So it's interesting, and you've heard me say this a number of times in the past, long before Mike Moore ever even knew York County existed, there was really no appetite for parks. I'm going back now 15, 20 years ago. In fact, I can remember a 1 mil referendum being placed on the ballot to do some kind of recreation work, recreation tax, and it went down to a solid defeat, kaboom. And that's when the county shut down its recreation department. The guy who was running it by the name of Thurman Bonner, you know, he went on to something else. But that just goes to show you how much the population has changed, how much we've grown in terms of sheer numbers, and what people are looking for in terms of recreation outside of life and work. And so we're into it big time now.
Yes, we are.
Big time is correct. Yeah. Well, I think probably the project that's gotten the most attention is Catawba Bend Preserve.
Yes.
Commonly known to most people as River Bend, but Catawba Bend Preserve is the right name.
It's the official name now.
Official name. And this all came about. Actually, did it come about before you got here?
It did.
Yeah.
So as I was applying for this position, that was yet another enticement. There was this 1,900 acres of park that we needed to develop. So that was an exciting part of coming here.
So they told you, hey, Mike, we got 1,900 acres. We don't know what the heck we're going to do with it, but it's going to be green space.
Yes. Now, they already had the one of the committees underway with work, but largely the master plan had not been decided or determined at that point.
Right.
So I got to be part of that.
And as I've said on this program a number of times, kudos to the county council for doing this. I mean, I won't go into all the details about how they acquired it, but they acquired it and they saved a bunch of money over what normally would have been paid for that big an acreage, and they did great. But with all that being said, you just don't buy 2,000 acres of property and say, okay, general public, come on out. And take me through what you've had to do just to get to the point where you are now.
Sure. Well, as I mentioned, we had a committee. So council established a committee, to a steering group, to develop a master plan. So we had a landscape architect, Dan Dodd, and Chuck Flink, a park consultant.
Not just a park consultant.
The park consultant.
A nationally renowned park consultant.
Yes.
Done things like the Grand Canyon, you know, End Springs Close Greenway. Yeah, we had him.
Absolutely. So with the committee, Chuck and Dan worked a plan to get us to look at what are the options, what do people want. And part of that included a survey, which we conducted within the county to determine what people were looking for. And as you can expect, what came back from that is largely people enjoy being outdoors. They enjoy walking in nature, trails, network. So being near the river, as we know, is prime real estate, prime opportunity. So these are things that came out loud and clear in the survey, and we took a lot of that community input, recommendations from the committee, to develop the master plan itself.
And what he's done is summarize in about 3 minutes what was about 12 to 18 months worth of work.
I would say yes. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. And what was interesting was the national statistics about what people want when they go to a park. The number one thing, numero uno, is
nature, walking outdoors.
Yeah. Walking. Mm-hmm. And when they did the survey of all the people here in York County, which was, by the way, a well participated in survey.
It was.
A lot of response. The number one thing by far was you want a place to go walk.
Yes.
And Catawba Bend Preserve is so unique because it has, 4 miles of shoreline or 5 miles?
It's about 5 miles for the greenway, the trail we're going to build along the river, yes, riverfront.
And if you take a look at the success that Riverwalk has had.
Yes.
Riverwalk Park. Is that right? Riverwalk Park.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing is just packed.
It is
packed every
week.
I've
gone out there, and it's always, you're walking down the trail, and there's a lot of people enjoying it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, so you got a master plan.
Yes.
This is what we want to do. Now, the master plan, once the committee approved it, it went over to the county council.
That's correct.
And they're the ones that have to agree to this because they're the ones that are going to have to pay for this.
Yes. They adopted the master plan in full council. And that's for several reasons. To your point, we need to be able to budget for that. But then also to be eligible for most grants, you need to have a park master plan. So having that approved by the council allows us to then go and look for grants opportunities.
So I know it's being done in stages.
Yes.
But if everything was to be done at one time, based on today's prices, it would cost what? $15-20 million, $50 million. What was
well, the master plan at $52 million, but I'll tell you that was about a year ago, and we know how prices have gone up over the past year or so. So, yeah, I mean, a conservative estimate would be $52 million. I expect that number will be higher, but yeah, essentially that was the master plan budget.
And so people don't have a heart attack. We're talking about that type of money over a 20-25 year
That's
period.
Right. That's correct.
Because to build it out, if you take a look at Ann Springs Close Greenway as an example, that park has been added to every year, and that's what's happened. All right, so what is the number one project that has to be done out there is what you're involved with right now.
Yes.
Which is what?
Okay. Number one, you have to be able to get folks in and out of the park, and they have to build a park. So we need a road network that can allow the general public to come out and park their vehicle and then get into the park. That's number one. But with that, you need to have, what are you going to do when you get there? So the second part of that is, and this is all in part of the phase one, is we need trails. So we've got our Greenway Trail, which is underway right now, that design. We have our nature trails, which are 4 miles of nature trail we're going to design and construct over the next year, year and a half. And like I said, the road network, and that includes access into and out of the park, as well as accessory roads that we're going to need to get to access some of the other portions of the park that come later in phase two and three.
Let's talk a little bit more about this access road, because anybody who's been out to where Catawba Bend Preserve is not much of a, forget the, what's in the park. I'm talking about just getting to the park. It's very narrow, gets more narrow as you get closer to the park. What do you see coming out from the planning stages? I mean, are we going to make this two lanes at least?
Well, I think for two-lane access from Neely Store, you know, we're two lanes there, but in terms of widening that road, yes, I think long-term that is discussed in the master plan, but that was not included in the budget. What was included in our park budget are the road network within the park, and right now the road network within the park is only, for the most part, one lane. So you'd be difficult getting traffic, you know, in and out of that park. Having said all that, these are options for consideration for future projects. As you probably know, we've got the Penny's Five that we've started that process. And so these are potentially road projects that could be identified down the road by that Penny's Commission to be considered for funding.
Yeah, I just had Patrick Hamilton on here yesterday. Yes. Talking about that. And that would be a great Penny's project.
Because that
park is going to be used by a lot of people. A lot of people. Jeez. So you are doing a bunch of, now that you have a master plan,
right?
You know what chunk of that master plan you're going to do in the first 5 years or whatever.
Yes.
It is? All right. And you're budgeted for at least 1 year.
Yes.
And so right now you're doing a lot of consulting work. Design work.
Yes.
Design work for what categories?
For the roads.
Right.
So roads is one design we're working on right now. The Greenway Trail itself is another design, and that's fairly complicated because you're talking about a trail system that's in areas where the river, when it crests, and it can affect that trail, so portions of that will need to be paved. We're also working on, as I mentioned, the trail network, which is just the nature trails within the park. And then one other thing we're doing now is we're looking at a utility master plan, because one of the things you're going to need is, once we establish the park, how do you get, you know, for example, water and sewer, electric power, internet services. So all that's part of this master plan, utility master plan, that's underway right now, which we expect to get results from that next spring.
One of the things that I remember from attending some of these committee meetings was a loud and clear message that we want some really nice bathrooms. We don't want porta-johns. We want some nice bathrooms.
Yes.
So is that in the plan?
Oh, of course, yes. I didn't mention that, but yes, if you're going to have public access, you're going to need restroom facilities as well as an entrance area. So those are all things. And just to mention this, one other thing I didn't talk about is we're developing a pattern book, which is this will essentially lay out how we want the facilities to look, a common theme, so we don't have kind of a hodgepodge of stylistics, styles, and architectural designs. We'll have a pattern book, which we'll then hand to the designers who come in to build park facilities, and then they'll have essentially a list to pick from. And once we get the pattern book, then we're going to go forward with designing the entrance and the restroom, because we want that to look, you know, like it's part of the park and not just an afterthought.
I know one thing that was done initially was the naming. What is the right name for this park?
Yes.
What can we, what do they call it? Gosh darn. Trademark.
Yes.
So that won't be confusing. And then, of course, once we have that name, how are we going to what's the art going to be like? You know, the colors and the schemes.
Yeah, we do have a branding consultant that we brought in subsequently, and the committee had several options to consider. And the last committee meeting, we actually did select a brand. Obviously, it's available, I believe, on our website. If not, I'll make sure that is there so the public can see it. But we have selected a logo, if you will, for the park. And that was approved by County Council at the last meeting, or two meetings ago, I think.
And you referenced the website. How can people find out more about what we're talking about?
Yeah, if you go to the county website, you can go, and if you scroll down, there's a parks link, and you can go into parks, and it will lay out, you know, each of our parks. So if you go into the parks, you can select parks, and then there should be a link to Catawba Bend Preserve, and then the public can go in, and they can take a look at the master plan itself, the concepts, and some of the things we've got going right now.
Okay. All right, so this year, this fiscal year, over and above what the county invested in the park, which was $19 million, is that right? I can't remember what they paid for it. Maybe
as far as the acquisition price, yes.
Okay.
And that's in the ballpark.
And that's all being paid back through the hospitality tax,
yes.
Correct?
Okay. Yes.
So this year, as far as the county's budget,
yes,
to pay for all these consultants, design work, what's the number for this year?
So we're, you know, off the top of my head, I don't have that, but I will tell you that in general, about $2 million a year is kind of what we're thinking in terms of what we're going to spend. Now, that could vary, you know, here or there, but we did include all these consultants as part of our budget for this year. And, you know, as we look at the budget going forward, part of the phasing is identifying, you know, what we're going to have in the capital budget. And as you know, with a multi-year project, some years you can spend less than you forecast due to various reasons, weather, all kinds of things. And other years you might spend more. So we're going to look at that carefully in terms of sequencing that. But we have conversations very often with my counterpart, Kevin Madden, in terms of what we're going to spend. But we do have a good idea going forward what we're going to have each year. And we're going to phase the park, and we want it to be right. We don't want to rush it. We want to make sure it's well planned and well executed.
But I would imagine when you start to do that Greenway Trail.
Yes.
And you start to do the roads within the park.
Yes.
$2 million ain't going to be enough.
No. And those are, you know, we have options with those in terms of the Greenway. You know, we may decide to build that out over a period of time. We don't have to construct the whole 5 miles at once. So we're going to look at that and make, you know, decisions on how much we can, you know, essentially, you know, bite off each year in terms of budget. So these are the things we're going to be looking at going forward. But clearly, as I've mentioned to you, we've got to have roads. We need to do that. We need to have the nature trails. So I think we're really going to focus on getting the park open and in a way where people can come out and do. They might not be able to do everything at the one time, but we're going to work that to where, you know, it makes it logical sense.
So do you think maybe by this time next year that John Q. Public can come out and see something?
I think by this time next year, we're going to have nature trails. I think those are going to be complete. In terms of roads, I'm not sure about the roads, because one of the things we've been looking at is we also have to do a full environmental assessment as part of this. And as if you've been to the park, you'll see, you know, there are ponds and dams coming in. And one of the things we found is some of the dams are going to need additional reinforcements. So that's kind of set us back a little bit. I would be hopeful. I would love to be able to say we'll be able to come out next summer, but I think it's probably more likely it'll be in the spring of the following year, which I know it's a bit disappointing, but that's kind of what we're looking at right now.
Here's what it is. All right, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right. Smart Navy guy. He always remembers what he's supposed to do. He knows the drills. Like, fly that helicopter. At the count of three, what do we do here? Substation 2, 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Manning, this is a great show today.
Well, we try to make them good every day, kind of like what you do, Charlie.
That's right. We try to make the best sandwiches and salads every day here at Substation 2.
And that's why we tell everybody, slice, garden.
Always fresh, always delicious.
Substation 2, Jerry Road across from Winthrop.
Founders knows you must use your best money-saving strategies to reach your full financial potential, including finding the best interest rates on your credit cards. In our current economy, you've got to make every dollar count. That's why Founders offers low balance transfer rates on all their credit cards. Get the most out of your credit card. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc to apply and save today. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now open. The new Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Featuring personalized and comprehensive obstetrical services, 24/7 emergency care, and skilled surgeons who know the importance of getting to know you and your family. Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill, providing care for the Fort Mill community by your local community. Care that feels like home, close to home. Learn more at piedmontmedicalcenter.com/Fort Mill.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is more about property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
Let's ask the young Alex Ruffalo why he thinks people keep coming back to eat at Substation 2.
Because they can see for themselves how everything on their sandwich or salad is sliced fresh right in front of their eyes. That's why we say slice, garden.
For lunch or dinner, make it Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Mike Moore is with us today. He is York County's assistant manager, and his specialty and his responsibility is parks, because that's what the Navy taught him to do.
Yes, that's right.
Got him off a carrier and then put him out in the parks and said, make that happen. So this Catawba Bend Preserve,
yes,
I would think for somebody like yourself, this is almost like a dream type of opportunity. I mean, how often do you get to take something from scratch and make it into something that a lot of people are going to enjoy?
I'd say it's extremely rare, particularly 1,900 acres, to have that opportunity. So we have one shot at doing it right, and that's what we want to do. And I think we have a great plan to do that with a lot of good input from our committee and from the public. So I'm excited about it.
So as far as hiccups mentioned the dams.
Yes.
And this big piece of property has got several, I don't know whether you call them ponds or lakes or whatever.
There's like eight or nine of them.
And the dams are there to do what?
Well, so when the land was used in the past, they put in a series of ponds. There were various reasons for that, I suppose. But over time, you know, these dams have not necessarily been maintained. And so as part of our process to come in and to get permits to do construction, we have to go and inspect most of these dams, part of the environmental. And we'll have to have all that environmental assessment done to permit the greenway. That includes the Army Corps of Engineers, and number of agencies are involved in this process. So we're going through all that process now.
And my guess is these dams will have vehicular traffic going across them?
Well, that's actually part of what we're looking at right now. When the design firm comes in, that could be one of the options. In fact, we had one survey that recommended that, but there might be another option. So we're probably going to look at a couple, and that's part of the reason why we want to proceed more deliberately with this project to get to the best technical solution. This dam in particular is adjacent to a roadway, so that's obviously a concern. Some of the other ponds and dams, we may or may not have to do immediate repairs on those, and we may decide to not keep the dams. We may decide to remove the dam. So there's a number of decisions we can make along the way.
So they're all being assessed?
Yes.
All of them?
Yes.
Now, all this design work, the master plan, the environmental assessment, the Army Corps of Engineers, all this stuff,
yes,
is necessary for not only what the county's trying to accomplish, but also the opportunity to get grants, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Explain the grant possibilities.
So there's a number of grants. There's a land and water conservation fund grant. There's a thread trail grant, which we're actually using the Carolina Thread Trail as part of our design work for the Greenway. In the land and water conservation, that's a federal grant. Some are federal, some are state. Some are, nonprofits. There's different types of grants. But for each of those, you really have to be able to say, well, here's our projects we want to get grant funding for. So you apply for those, and then there's a process that's fairly lengthy in many of them. And there are some deadlines. For example, one of the Water Conservation Fund grants, that deadline had kind of come and gone. So we're probably going to look at that the next time. But one of the challenges there is there's a lot of times there's strings attached with grants. And I say strings, I mean like terms and conditions that you have to comply with, whatever federal mandates or state mandates. So these are things we have to consider as we go for the grants. And typically there's a match. So we'd have to consider, what's the county's match in those grants.
And I think, again, from attending some of these meetings, the county is hoping or banking on the fact that some of this $50 million or $60 million, yes, whatever the number is going to be, can be reduced by all these various entities out there that like to fund parks like this.
That's correct. Now, a lot of the grants are not huge numbers. Some of them are larger than others. But, we're going to pursue every available dollar we can get to offset that to the York County taxpayer. So where we can take advantage of grants, we're going to do that.
So the county has a grant administrator, do they not?
Well, it's interesting. We have a contract with a grants firm, and then we also have somebody in our office, Trish Startup, who is working grants for us. She does that routinely. So, and we work with other agencies to determine what are the best opportunities for us. But yes,
can the county use any of this American Rescue Plan money that was given out for something like this?
I think that's fairly limited. I don't know that we're going to be able to do a lot of that, because a lot of the American Rescue has to tie directly to COVID mitigations. And I think from a park standpoint, there's really not a lot we can use the ARPA funding for. So certainly we'd love to be able to do that, but for the most part, we're not going to be able to.
And the staffing for all this. Once this park gets ramped up,
yes,
you just can't have Tom Dissington out there. He's got to have somebody else.
Yes, we're going to look at that as well, and we're already starting to put that into the budget to hire out there. But one of the things that's going to be closely tied to is what we discussed earlier, roads. So we don't want to be too early. We want to be early enough so we can go out and recruit the right people to hire them, but we don't want them to hire them and then have them sitting around for 12 to 18 months either. So,
do you foresee there being any type of charge to go into this park, kind of like they
yes,
do with Ebenezer?
I do see that. I think, and Chuck Flink and is an advocate for charging something. I believe it was him. In terms of, you want folks to be able to come out. You want to charge a little bit. We do that in some of our other parks. Part of that is to offset the staffing. But I think it's important to do so.
Well, Mike Moore, thanks for spending a half hour with us. I'm glad that we had this opportunity to go through this from soup to nuts. Good.
Yeah.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, the magical formula here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads 6 days a week. How do we do it, gang, at the count of three? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.